there is also willingness to know about our culture. A lot of us would like to see how it's no more just what you read, how Eskimo would be living, what would be the food habit of Thai people. Now it's very common for anybody to learn all about this, to learn about other culture. What is a dress code? Why do people wear this type of dress code? Why do we go without shoes into temples and mosques? Yes? So willingness to know about others' culture. Why do people put towel or a long handkerchief on their shoulder? All these are elements of different culture which other nationalities would love to know and respect. Some of them, they also come into that type of an outfit when they go. So it's very common to see a Westerner coming to India and wearing kurta pajama or a shalwar kameez throughout their stay in India. They love to do that. So it is observed that such participation in local festival is an attractive option for the new age tourists. Anything from participation could be joining a dance, dancing with them, could be sampling their food, could be going and dining at their typical ethical food which is being prepared, enjoying a batata vada on a street, a typical locally made dishes sold on the high street. You would find international tourists enjoying it because they would like to understand different culture. How do people eat with their hands? For them, it is always fork and knife, but they find in India, people on the high street, even in the restaurant, many of us enjoy eating with our own hand. This is what they see, and they would like to experience this and practice some of this. So participating in local festivals, like you mentioned about joining a dance, joining with the local dance, be it is a different type of dances, which may not be perfect for them, but they come and join just because they would love to be participating in the culture of that particular setup. Then people take up a typical segment of interest for many people is culinary. I would like to learn Thai cooking. Okay, so I'm going 5 days in Thailand. 2 days I'll be learning the Thai food. Or wife is going with the husband who is traveling on a business trip to Thailand for 2 nights or 3 nights, and the lady is going with the husband. While the husband is at work with the meetings, the lady joins the culinary tour and learn Thai cooking. So it is interesting to note many people have an interest in food or cuisine, and is the main reason for them to travel. Exploring culinary tradition, experiencing the preparation of various types of food, traditional and modern, is a strong motivation for taking tourism and related activities. There are a good number of tourists in Europe who go down to France because France has got its wonderful pastry, wonderful bakery that is famous all over the world. And people go down to learn that. And that's part of a culinary tourism. There are people who come to India, especially in South India, and they would like to sample the traditional sambar or idli. Some of them, they go and learn how to cook that. Sambar, they call it Madras curry, which is pungent for them. So they call it Madras curry. They would like to learn all that. So these are special or typical segments of interest for the tourists. User-specific tours, what is that? It is observed that several tours operators are offering their tourism product only for women. And this has picked up a lot. Let me talk something about why special type of products are being prepared for women only. Gone are the days when women were not working. Now we find quite good number of women workforce. In some offices, you have women and men equal numbers working. Likewise, in a micro family, many a time it happens that the days of holiday that is required for a men folk may not be available for a female of the same house. So the wife doesn't get a holiday when the husband gets, or the husband doesn't get the holiday when a wife gets. And likewise, the father gets the holiday, mother doesn't get. The son gets the holiday, the daughter-in-law doesn't get. The daughter gets the holiday, the brothers don't get. So this has resulted into a typical segment that has been getting momentum these days in India. So women have joined and they go on a holiday, specific women tour. This was very popular in Europe 20 years back. Just to share with you an information, the highest number of women travelers going as a women group only was coming in from Israel. Good number of women from Israel were traveling alone on a women tour. It has now picked up in India also. A lot of working women are traveling together without their husband, without their father, without, they just go as a group. And that has resulted into specific products. Like instead of 1 or half days shopping, they would be given 2 days shopping trip. Okay, enjoy your shopping, bring big money and go for shopping. Yeah, so it is all about women-owned, women-operated, and women-only tourists. There are quite a few numbers without any bias. I would say Veena World, no bias, just as I mentioned, Veena World in Mumbai is taking a lot of women group. K3 Holidays take women group. They only are women, school teachers, could be employees of a corporate, only women group. So women-only. Working women or housewives who have joined together and they are going interested in traveling for relaxation. They prefer women-owned businesses only. They also encourage them. Women-operated tour operators stay in women-owned hotels. The hotels run by women, we are supporting this women, this woman, and we are staying in this. This is a modern concept, and in some of the cities, there are exclusive restaurants only for women. And of course, let me add up here, there are a few shopping malls where lingeries are being sold by women only. Internationally, this, even in major cities, we see lingeries being sold by women only. For, and obviously, it is more comfortable for a woman to buy lingeries sold by a woman. Just an example. So international tours, visiting neighboring countries, we find some of the neighboring countries like a stone throw. So tours going to Nepal, tours going to Bhutan, tours going to Maldives, tours going to Sri Lanka, we find it quite comfortable because it's a short haul flight, maybe 3 hours maximum. And you are in Maldives or in Sri Lanka or in Nepal and Bhutan if you fly. If you go by road, possibly, yes, longer time. But yes, people have taken up the neighboring tour because of the low-cost airline. Now, this low-cost airline, which could be any, I don't have to mention the specific airline, but they are taking tourists in a big number. And they are traveling because of the low-cost airline where the fares are low, people are using them. And going to the nearby destination. And one of these examples picked up here, I see here, is Dubai. There is a big amount of international tourism happening in Dubai. We go down to Dubai in big number. Just 3-4 months back, UAE was on the number one position from India. Right now, it has a competition with Thailand because Thailand, Malaysia have come up visa-friendly, no visa fee. Whereas Dubai, you have to pay 7,000 rupees for a visa. Thailand is offering, Malaysia is offering free visa. So suddenly a diversion from Dubai to Thailand and Malaysia has happened in last 2 months. Dubai is picked up an example. Thailand, Malaysia, I just mentioned. Singapore have become a very popular destination. Mind you, these neighboring countries also linked with the visa. Dubai also, you get very fast visa. You apply in the morning, you get possibly in the evening or next day. They don't have, but yet it costs money. Whereas in recent month, Thailand, Malaysia have given visa for free, which means a saving of 6,000 to 7,000 rupees with you, which is almost $80. And big money if you are a family of four people. You are saving big money. You can use that money for staying in a better hotel, dining at a fine restaurant, or possibly doing that money for your shopping. Hello, dear students. So now we are looking at typical segment of interest. We are continuing with that and understanding, like we picked up on the women group part. We pick up another particular typical segment which refers to dark tourism. This is something scary to say, dark tourism, but yes, this has particular segment that is asking people to join and visit. What would I give an example of dark tourism? First, understand what is a dark tourism. Visiting isolated places, though looks awkward, yes, as I mentioned, scary, but some people are interested into exploring isolated building areas or places associated with mystery and bad memories. And further, the typical segment which is called dark tourism, isolated places, due to the fear and natural attraction to uncover the mystery of death being always have, some tourists prefer to visit the destination such as battlefield, places of attack, and so on. So this is very popular foreign countries, though not in India. Note this, very popular in foreign countries, but not in India. I will give you two, three examples. First, to understand, you must know dark tourism is visiting areas which had bad memories. Haunted castles, mystery, Dracula sort of thing. I'll give an example from India and we go further to understand dark tourism. For example, the famous Jallianwala Bagh, where General Dyer ordered to kill whoever was present, and many of them jumped into the well known as Jallianwala Bagh, where huge number of Indians died, women died because they jumped into the well to protect their chastity and to save from there. That is referred as a dark tourism segment from India. There are various stories, mysteries about some palace being haunted. One, two, three, the family of rulers died one after the another. All such element. Internationally, I'll give you an example from Cambodia, from a city, the capital of Cambodia, Phnom Penh. There is a genocide museum. Many other countries do have this type of tourist attraction. Genocide museum, which is genocide site and the museum both together. What happened there? When the ruling group under the leadership of Pot Pong killed million people who had connectivity with Chinese, they were brought in big numbers and systematically they were shot and killed. Huge amount of, as I mentioned, over million people died in the regime of Pot Pong. For 2 years he brought them, killed them one after the other. In fact, people were expecting. Another famous example, many of us you would have seen, is from Rwanda. Rwanda, which is in the east part of Africa, capital is Kigali. There is a famous movie, Hotel Rwanda. I don't know, please have a look in case you understand. That has a genocide element into it. That was people of a specific ethical group were killed by another ethical group. Huge number of people died by systematically killing them and picking them. So all these are examples of genocide or dark tourism. There are people who go down there, listen to the story, and sometimes with the sound effect, they create that type of scenario. That's a special or a typical segment that has been very popular. Even in India, for example, if you go down to Punjab, then some of them are taken to this area of typical segment of interest there. So we were counting on typical segment of interest. I counted with you on various things like typical segment for women, typical segment of specific itinerary, typical segment of what people would like to see, and so on and so forth. So what is this happening? Why do this happen? Because when people travel, for them, tourism is an experience. Tourism for them is an experience. They experience what they are traveling. They are experiencing few things. They're experiencing new culture. They're experiencing seeing the new sites. They're experiencing various standardized theme-based product that has been put before them or they have asked for it. So when you travel, it is believed that you are speechless. What I was putting up an impact on is try to be a traveler. There is a small little difference between traveler and a tourist. Tourists generally work on the set plan and go in accordance with that. Whereas a traveler observes. Traveler make and understand, observe minute details. What do people eat? What they dine? Where they sit? Why do this practice happen, and so on? So it is said that when you travel, you are speechless, you are experiencing, but when you return, you become a storyteller. There's a huge number of people who would come to you, who would want to see what you have experienced. They would like to hear from you. And on the basis of what you shared with them, they will pick up, they will design, they will ask for that thing from their tour operator in accordance with that, because that what you shared with them as a traveler, they found that interesting. They found that, oh, this is what I was looking forward for. This is what I would like to experience. So that type of typical segment is added. So whether it is standardized, theme-based, people would like to have experienced things by actually visiting the place. And this is what a good traveler would share. A good traveler would always come back and share every minute detail. This may be in terms of location, mode of transport, staying arrangement, getting information about the local culture and tradition, and last, tasting the local cuisine and food varieties, knowledge about the history and the heritage spot, and so on. You know, for example, the way Thai people fold their hands, like what we do as namaste, namaskar, but in Thailand, the way you put your hands depend on the person whom you are showing your respect. So keeping it close to your nose and folding hand is a person whom you are showing great interest, especially women. They do this for their elderly people. If it goes up, down, a normal person who is just saying hello to people of lower social status will just fold like this. If you're meeting a royalty, then possibly you put your hand up on your head. Sometimes you kneel down and talk. So these are all special type of understanding the tourism. Understand these experiences that you gain. And that is what a traveler would do. And this is what we need to filter it down to our possible traveler in the future. Now we take another chapter of understanding use of technology. We are all fully well-versed by understanding what the technology means. It used to be called IT, but now they say ICT, information and communication technology. And there, the mass media communication is playing a very important role. By press of a button, you know many things. You don't have to read a newspaper. You don't have to call. If something has happened, somebody need not call you and say, did you hear all this? If you are connected well with mass media, you would know, yes, there is a delay of a train. There is a blockage on certain part of the road and so on. So technology has played a vital role in spreading the awareness about travel and tourism in society. Anything. Malaysia started giving visa to Indians on arrival. Moment it came in, the first day, within 1 hour, it was known to all those who were active in travel and tourism industry. Bingo! Indians would get visa on arrival. Yes, thanks to the mass communication. Thanks to the mass media. A major influence over demand for travel and tourism is the increased reach of television and more recently the internet. Yes, the television, you listen, you like to listen what you would hear. You specifically want to just see the news. You only watch the television displaying the news and you just listen to the news. That will update you. If you like to read through electronic media like digital platforms, social, like you would like to go down to various news channels that are available on internet, that will also give you, in a nutshell, brief stories of a day. And likewise, more use of internet and www, which is World Wide Web, common to most people. Yes, people are picking up all this to keep themselves abreast. And this is the best use, I think, one can do by utilizing whatever that you get as a package from your internet service provider. Utilize them for learning. If you are connected with tourism, get yourself connected with mass media. Get yourself signed up for newsletters. Visit those international websites where stories come up daily, which has potential for you to brace yourself, to make yourself aware of what is happening around the world in the growth of travel and tourism industry. So the collective effect of media watching has already become an inspiration for the travel demand. It influences strongly on the social attitude. So people now know, by going on to the weather, that yes, it will be raining in Mumbai if I'm there in the month of November because of non-seasonal rain that happened in the month of November. If I'm going to Chennai because of the trade winds, Chennai experienced and the Tamil Nadu state experienced heavy downpour. Likewise, Kerala also experienced heavy rainfall. Airports were closed. All this thanks to social media and the www weather platform that you keep seeing through whichever source. So the technology has really made us very much aware of the events happening. The information and communication technology, business growth prospect for both for large corporate to grow and small businesses to gain access to international market at low cost. This is a great contribution of ICT. The small business are getting access, the startup are getting more access to bigger and wider platform for them to work. And virtual presence of business website is also adding, including MSME and the micro, small and medium enterprises that create networking for them. And both the private sector business and the public sector marketing organization have more opportunities for product, service, and any other product service that is required for distribution, which is the market segment where we need to provide this. For example, South America, just an example, though has great potential of tourism, but because of the distance from India, they cannot attract the big number of tourists that go down to Dubai, that travel to Thailand. You cannot take them to South America despite having such wonderful tourism products, say like in Brazil. Simply, that is because they cost money to travel. Big airfares are involved. So all these are thanks to the technology that we learn about everything that happens around us in a short span of time. So marketing also is picked up in accordance with what your market address should be, right? So with great customers, with repeat customers. Now, repeat customer is to be understood. One who visit a destination more than one is called a repeat customer. And many destinations very proudly admit that they have more than 60 to 70% of their arriving tourists, foreign tourists arrival, are repeat. And how this can happen? Because whatever your existing clientele, once they come in, they are happy with your product. Obviously, if they look for a holiday, they would go to such destination where they have an experience where they would repeat it because they feel, yes, I was safe. This is a good destination, good value for money. So repeat is a cane sector that is picking up, and thanks to the use of technology. Then also we have various direct-to-home DTH, supported with digital television. You don't have to go down to a travel agent or an airline to buy what you have purchased. In fact, that will come straight on your internet through email. And you'll get your itinerary, your hotel reservation confirmation, all thanks to the technology. So marketing through online portals has become, there are many online travel agents now who you even don't know where they're sitting, who you are talking. Through chatbot, you have someone whom you talk that could be a pseudo name that you would be talking. You're least bothered about whom you're talking, so long as what you have asked for is being delivered to you. So increased penetration of internet and mobile usage, easy availability of smartphone, the exponential use of the social network or social media. This also has helped the growth of tourism. So thanks to technology that you now get connected to anywhere with your internet. You have social platform like Twitter, like Insta, like Facebook, like LinkedIn. You are very well connected thanks to the technology. Then we picked up what is the social network user penetration. How do we penetrate the market of social networking? With the ease of internet access, with the 5G coming into India, the number of social media penetration in India has increased drastically. With increased smartphone usage and the spread of the internet, this is expected to grow much more than this. You are going to get faster speed, more connectivity, because the charges that you pay now are within the reach of any common man. So it is estimated that social media user in India was forecasted to continuously increase between 2023 to 2028 to the tune of 22.4, which means almost 1/4 points to go up. And according to this forecast, in 2028, the penetration rate will have increased for the fifth consecutive year. And this is thanks notably social media user penetration, has continuously increased over the past years. Every single person, if you see on the street, be a vendor, be even not very well aware of the language English, you will find the social media penetration extensively increased. So we have a statistic given to us here, some of the things explained to us through the growth of the social media, and you have the year, and then the way we have gone up until what you would see in 2028, how much we will find. 83%. We were looking at the social network penetration from 2018 to 2020, and then estimates of 2028. With this slide, I conclude my lecture. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm your friend, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.